Do you know what time it is? It's supernatural story time. And if you're easily scared, and even if you're not, there's only one thing left to do. Just turn off the lights, because these are stories that you listen to only in the dark. California dreaming of terror. Haunted highways. The old stage road and Salinas. If you're from Salinas or reside there, you've probably heard several spooky stories about Old Stage Road, but none are as frightening as the ghostly hitchhiker that follows those who pick him up. A woman stopped for a middle-aged man smoking on the side of the road. Thanking her for the ride, he told her no one would pick him up before. The driver's youngest child started crying suddenly, and the rest of the kids complained about the cigarette smoke. The woman tried telling him to stop smoking, but he wouldn't listen. She eventually stopped before exiting Old Stage Road and told him to get out. That night, she woke up to the sound of their fire alarm, but she was too late. Only her youngest and she managed to survive the fire. Upon investigating the cause of the fire, the woman was shown a cigarette stub. With no smokers in her household, only one possible culprit came to mind. Hicks Road. Hicks Road runs alongside Almaden Quicksilver County Park, and this stretch is legendary for all the wrong reasons, but none are as creepy as the two ghostly children signaling those traveling on it. The story of one of this entity's victims appeared in the local newspaper back in 1998. A woman committed suicide after complaining for a whole week about hearing baby cries, even when there weren't any around. Her roommate told the reporter that she seemed terrified when she returned at 5 a.m. While traveling alone on this road, she heard baby cries. Suddenly, a young boy holding a baby appeared and signaled for a ride. She didn't stop, but when she looked through the rearview mirror and saw the boy glare in her direction, just as she felt at ease, Anne heard a voice say, "That wasn't very nice of you." The boy was in her back seat with a baby crying loudly in his lap. Since that night, she complained about cries until she snapped and took her own life. Browning Road, Delano. Browning Road has gained a bad reputation in Delano, especially since most fatal accidents happen there. Off the record, one of the causes of these accidents is a ghostly hitchhiker. Killed while crossing the road, she's a vicious entity who's been known to lash out on drivers. An elderly couple who barely managed to escape her described her as a young blonde woman with dirty clothes. According to the wife, her husband stopped for the woman despite her pleas not to. She was standing a little bit off the road down a path where there were some trees. The couple had pulled over to rest for a few moments. She quietly slipped into the back seat, but as the road came to an end, she screamed and lunged at the man, choking him. The accident left both unconscious until another vehicle found them. The Delano local told the couple that they were lucky, as the ghost hardly left anyone alive to tell the tale. San Diego Freeway. This is probably the most dangerous road in the area. Haunting it is a ghost of the bloodthirsty killer Carl Alfred Eder. Back in 1958, 16-year-old Eder hitched a ride with Thomas Prendergast. The man sympathized with the homeless teen and took him home. But when he returned from work, on December 12th, he discovered the bodies of his wife and children. Eder spent 2 years in prison before escaping. While he was never found, several claim seeing a teen matching his description on the freeway. But those who picked him up have horrifying tales to tell. In 2003, an El Cajon resident picked a teenager with sunken eyes, hollow cheekbones, and several moles. The boy told her to drop him just a few blocks away from her place. The next morning, she discovered her her cat stabbed and slashed in the kitchen, next to the words, "I'm done for now." Proctor Valley Road. This road is another dangerous road in California, not only because it's home to the Proctor Valley Monster and a demon car. Its resident white dress hitchhiker won't let you drive by that easily. According to several trusted mediums, the entity was raped and murdered on her way to prom. That's why she won't let any man drive on this road safely. A couple of college students who ventured on this road on a dare disappeared for 4 days without a trace. Their friends searched for them during day, but didn't even find their car. On the fifth day, one of the car's passengers appeared on the side of the road. The woman who found him told the police that he was in a daze and constantly murmuring, "It wasn't me who did it." To this day, the other boy hasn't been found. Channel Road. This road is commonly known as Snake Road, and it's famous for being ominous. Travelers are accustomed to sights such as slaughtered animals hanging on nearby fences. But one sight you should pray to never see is that of this road's hitchhiking ghost. A beautiful woman in her 20s is said to stop vehicles to ask about her two daughters, but be careful while responding. A woman claims a hitchhiker climbed in her car before she could answer. When she told her to get out, she suddenly felt her nostrils and throat fill with water. When she came to, the only thing proving that she had a paranormal experience was a large wet stain on the passenger seat. Hicks Road. By day, this road is a scenic motorway. But come night, the forest on both sides make a terrifying sight. Adding to drivers' fears is a local legend of the Native American hitchhiker. It takes a very terrifying road to have two separate stretches of it, each known for its scary hitchhikers. According to a story dating 4 years ago, a man was on this road around midnight. Suddenly, someone signaled him to stop. A woman wearing Native American clothing and strings of beads around her neck climbed in his car. She kept twirling a necklace which seemed made of teeth. The driver tried asking her where he should drop her, but she only extended her arm as if to say, "Ahead." Feeling cold sweat and a menacing aura, he asked her to get out. At first she didn't, but then he opened the door and furiously told her to leave his car. Hitting the gas, the man escaped, but looking back, he saw many Native American men surround the woman. Suddenly, they all disappeared. The next day, however, he discovered one of the woman's bead necklaces and the severed head of a crow. No one knows what became of him after this gruesome discovery. Route 99. This is a very lonely and scary road, especially if you're traveling it by yourself. What makes it more eerie is the wild hitchhiking ghost that haunts it. While driving between Chico and Fresno for work, a middle-aged trucker saw a young woman wearing jeans and a bright red shirt. She tried hitching a ride with him, but he decided not to stop. About half a mile later, he saw the same exact woman thumbing a ride, but he continued to drive. One more time, further down the road, here she was again, but this time she flashed directly in front of his windshield and then disappeared. He says he'll never forget the screaming sound she made, even though somehow sounded both silent and like the loudest sound he had ever heard. He got out of his truck to look around, worried he had hit somebody, but there was nothing there. The woman with the red shirt appeared one more time just before he reached his destination. But this time, he slowed down just to make sure it was the same person. His ears suddenly rang as she screamed loudly again, and blood spattered all over the windshield, and he felt something choke him. Had another truck not passed by, that driver would never be alive to tell the tale. Zix Road. Despite its very silly name, Zix Road is truly very unsafe, even if you're driving during the daytime. Lurking on the roadside is the malicious ghost of a young teenage girl. A high school basketball coach and two of his students were going back to Los Angeles when she waved them down. She looked terrified. Her clothes were torn and she was barefoot. She got into the back seat of the car and asked to be taken back to Los Angeles. After driving for a few miles, she started to laugh hysterically. She grabbed the boy next to her and leaned to kiss him. When he pushed her away, she started to scream even louder and louder, and then suddenly disappeared. The boys felt terrified, and their coach tried his best to calm them down. Then all of a sudden the windshield became foggy, and the words, "I won't let you leave," began to appear on it. The car began to shake and overturn, and one of the boys saw the girl laughing like a deranged maniac as he dragged others out of the car. Highway 101. This highway has been a hotspot for accidents for many years. Something, it's the fault of too many reckless drivers, but there's others that claim a black man caused them to lose control of their cars. In 2009, a woman driving along Highway 101 ignored a black man who was on the side trying to hitch a ride. 1 mile down on Highway 101, she decided to stop because dangling from a nearby tree was the body of a large man. The minute she stepped outside her car, the rope snapped and the body fell to the ground. She rushed to where it had fallen, and she was surprised to find no body, nothing was there. Behind her, she suddenly heard, "Miss, I need a ride." Standing there was the same black man with red, shining, bright eyes and a wicked smile on his mouth. Agua Caliente Hot Springs. Many visitors come to this location. It's near San Diego, and it's considered one of the most fun swimming holes in California. But there are reports of very, very eerie paranormal activity, and many say that the water there has a mind of its own. There's even psychics that say that the hissing appears to be natural. Others say the water itself is telling the bathers to get out, before they are boiled alive. One psychic reported that she believed that it was very haunted by an angry ancient spirit, an elemental spirit. Other witnesses say that you get the feeling that being drawn away from the natural source is what makes the spirits angry. A young girl ended up with a nasty burn mark that looked like the word death. She's been smart. She's never gone back since that experience. Bass Lake. This is considered a very popular location to vacation in Northern California. But you get a little extra, because guess what? There are spirits there who take over your children, and then these children go ahead and attack the adults. One family retold how their youngest son, only 4 years old, was waiting with his grandmother when all of a sudden she began to scream at him. Witnesses around said that his face had become something devilish. It had twisted into something unholy. He was looking up at her like he wanted to hurt her. But he's not been the only one. There's been other children who have reacted the same way. Later on, these children return to normal. But only after they got an exorcism. Because for days after, they're behaving like demons and terrorizing their entire family. Aztec Falls, Lake Arrowhead. It's said that there was a victim of drowning that haunts Aztec Falls. And this ghost, this uneasy spirit, likes nothing better than to drag people down with her, someone to keep her company. She's described as a beautiful Native American woman at first, and she especially likes to draw men close to her. That is, until she slips under the water. But they are so transfixed by her beauty that they go under with her as well. An older man said that he couldn't help himself, but once under the surface, then you can see what she really looks like. And what he saw was a horrible apparition of a decayed corpse gripping onto him, trying to drag him further down and down. He was lucky because his friend dragged him back up, and he had scratches up and down his arm. And of course, he was screaming in terror. Red Rock Pool in Santa Barbara. This is a location that's very scenic, but you know there's something wrong when the locals warn you about strange entities that only come out in the dark hours of the day. They look like something that appears to be covered in blood, and they rise out of the water. And not only do you see them, you can smell them. You can smell the blood even before they appear. There was one woman who said she ignored the warnings until she saw a large red mass floating above the surface. She tried desperately to get out, but every time she got closer to the bank, a dark red spirit would block her. Finally, she got out with the help of her husband. But she was covered in blood. She thought she'd been hurt until they washed her down, but found that it wasn't her blood after all. Mad River. This is a very pretty location, and many people come to vacation here. But if you speak to some who have gone there before, they'll warn you that you can possibly lose your mind if you take a swim there. Some tourists were horrified, and they started running, just screaming, after they had taken a swim. They said that while they were swimming, they had these horrible visions that just crept into their minds. An Asian man said that he saw the most disgusting images of a human body being tortured, of parts being dragged through mud and then cut up with sharp rocks. Many locals think that the swimming hole is cursed, and the weaker you are, the more likely you'll be taken over, with only one result, which is going insane. Big Bear Lake. Not everybody agrees who and how the ghost children that are seen there first arrived. Some think that they were killed by an evil woman, and others think that they were abandoned or drowned in the lake. They appear as innocent lost children, that is, until you get a little closer. It was an old man who says he saw a little girl crying down at the edge of the swimming hole. He was alarmed. He went over to see if he could help her. He thought maybe she had lost her mommy. But when she turned around, she had large dark eyes and jagged teeth. Before she slipped back under the water, she said in a dark voice, "I'm dead, old man, and you will be soon." Three Sisters Falls. Some people wonder if the name of this location started because of the reports that you can hear women crying when you swim under the water. A man who lives in the area advised that you should never do that because the grief will overcome you so totally that you end up doing your best to stay under the water, never to surface, maybe keeping company of those women that cry for eternity. He told of how his brother almost met the same fate one day when he decided to dive underwater and to stay there. When he pulled him out, all his brother could do was cry, like if his whole family had been wiped out. He could not be consoled even for the rest of the vacation, and even till this day, all he thinks about are the weeping woman he heard when he was under the water. Bridge to Nowhere. If you have really good memories that you like to think about over and over again, then don't go swimming in this part of the river. There's people that come here and afterwards they talk about not being able to remember anything. They can't even recognize the faces of their own family members. A young man said that he felt like his mind was being erased, but it was being erased by a dark entity who wanted to steal them for his own evil purposes. He said that even until this day, there's some memories he still can't remember. Even when he's been shown photos and videos of his past, he said that whatever is there in that lake takes these memories to feed on. This entity is like a dark soul using all the memories of the living like energy. And it's said that if you come back at midnight, you might have a chance to recover your memories. But so far, nobody has decided to risk it. Tulame River. If you're scared easily, then you need to stay away from this location, even though it has some of the best swimming holes in Northern California. There's a lot of people that have visited that say you see red eyes, especially after it starts to get dark at twilight and all they do is just stare at you. A visitor said she was swimming and looked up into the falls, and there she saw not one but three sets of evil red eyes staring back at her. She started to scream, calling out to her friends, and they swam over and they saw the eyes as well. And then they heard a wailing sound that chilled them to their bones. On their way home, she continued to tell her friends that she was seeing these same red eyes in the windows, even though her friends couldn't. She still believed that they were waiting for a chance to get her. Rockpool Swimming Hole in Calabasas. Most people understand that under the water, there are rocks in most of the swimming holes. But some people say that after night falls, there's something that changes about them, something that makes them more sinister. It appears that people are being bitten by what they think are human skulls with very, very sharp teeth. A ghost hunter, he brought a lamp just to make sure he could see what was there in the dark. And he told that he felt teeth nipping around his ankle. So he took the light and he shone it down. And what he saw was described as several human skulls bobbing around his ankles. He was shaking like a leaf, and he felt the pain around his feet. But he never thought that this would be real. So he pulled one of them up and threw it on the bank. And then later on, he described that he saw it turn slowly from a skull back into a rock. Turnbull Canyon. Hikers just love to go to Turnbull Canyon, but many have found out that you go there at your own risk. There's some things you need to be worried about, like mountain lions and rattlesnakes, but in truth there's other things besides those that lurk in the trail between Hacienda Heights and Whittier. The Gabrielino Indians call this piece of land Hutagogna, which meant the place of the devil. And some think that many Native Americans were killed because they refused to become Christians, and that many of these spirits still haunt the place, never coming to terms with what was done to them. Another type of paranormal activity is linked to satanic rituals which were once held there. Many of them involved children that were sacrificed that had been taken from a nearby orphanage. The cult just disappeared one night, but people that live in that area claim that they still see hooded figures, mutilated children, and a fiery creature from who knows where along those trails. Other deaths in this area include a teenager who was electrocuted at the ruins of an asylum, and there are 29 other people that died linked to a plane that crashed right there. So be very careful, because the last thing you want is for your name to be added to that growing list. Santa Lucia Mountains. These mountains stretch between Avila Beach and Monterey, and they are the home of creatures that are called the Dark Watchers. They're described almost like if they're human, but also giants, and they're mainly seen just when it's getting dark at dusk, when the light is failing. They're very eerie entities. Giants that are seen staring into space from along the ridges and the peaks of the Santa Lucia Mountains. No one knows where they came from, what they are. But even the Chumash Indians who lived there depicted them in cave paintings. Some think that they're harmless, but the Dark Watchers are known to bring very bad luck to those who see them. So, if you want to keep good luck on your side, you make sure you never travel alone and encounter the creatures that lurk there. The Charman of San Antonio Creek. OJ's Camp Comfort County Park is renowned for its many spooky ghosts. One of them is the ghost of a bride, wearing, of course, a wedding dress, but is full of blood. There's another one of a horsewoman reenacting her death, and another one of a motorcyclist with no head. But there is one ghost that's seen more often than all of these, and his name is Charman. No one really knows how this fiery ghost came up to take residence in the two-lane concrete bridge between San Antonio Creek. He's seen with black, charred skin, and many think that he was a victim of a fire in 1948, but then others say that he's actually a hideous monster. So whether you think he's a man or a monster, this entity has reached out to people many times. Some of the people who live nearby describe being engulfed by the smell of fumes just before they see it. There are those who have fainted only to wake up to a small fire nearby, like a little reminder of who was visiting with them. If you're in that area and you start smelling that weird, revolting smell of burning flesh, then whatever you do, don't stay there. And if you happen to be driving on that bridge along Creek Road, don't stop for a closer look at what appears to be somebody with burnt black skin. Just continue straight to your destination. Skinwalkers in Joshua Tree National Park. Navajo Indians don't like to talk about skinwalkers, or who they call the Yi Nagloshi, or he who walks on all fours. Even a century ago, they were hiding the existence of this creature. Some are not sure if it's entirely human, or if they were medicine people who took their powers and turned to the dark side in order to hurt others. Some say they take the form of coyotes, owls, foxes, wolves, any creature they desire, and that they live there in Joshua Tree National Park. Campers who have stayed in the area are terrorized and describe hearing the cries, weird cries, of wildlife or children that are hurt and injured. And that's before they start feeling claws and teeth biting into them. And not everyone is able to survive these attacks. There are many people who are found dead in the national parks. There's also a growing list of them who are never found at all, especially in parts of Riverside County. So keep this in mind, stay safe. And if you're in Joshua Tree National Park, make sure you've got a lot of people around you and that you're never the first or the last in line. But in truth, you never know if that can save you, if a skinwalker decides to make you one of its own. The Curse of Bodhi. Bodhi is a ghost town. It's an authentic ghost town. Once upon a time, it thrived. Those coming to seek their fortune in the gold rush made the town boom. But eventually, as the gold died out, the people left. But not everyone has left. It's home to many entities. One of them is a giggling child, another a Chinese maid. But there is one warning of what you should never, ever do, and that is to pick up anything from there, because Bodhi is cursed, and so is everything that is part of this ghost town. Those who lived here were very possessive about everything they had. Sometimes they had worked very hard to get what they had. So once they died, they want to make sure that everything stays where it's at. So even if you take a rock, just a rock, you are bound to open the door to misfortune and tragedy, even after you've decided to take it back. Park rangers who work there describe receiving items in the mail by visitors who decide to take them. They even keep copies of those letters, all of them describing how they've suffered from a curse after taking something from Bodhi. So, if you want a souvenir, just make sure you pay for it, and it's from the gift store. ghost of Stow Lake. Stow Lake is in Golden Gate Park, and it has a very famous ghost. Some people call the ghost of Stow Lake a mother who had her baby fall into the lake. She drowned trying to save her child, and they say that now all she can do is haunt the lake forever, asking people who visit what happened to her baby. The legend is it that if you go there, you can summon her by saying, white lady, I have your baby, 3 times. The best place to do this is at the Pioneer Woman and Children statue, especially at night. If he thinks you're worthy, she's going to appear in front of you, and she's going to ask you for her baby. Now, if you say that you have the child, she's going to haunt you all the way until the day you die. And if you say you don't, she's going to drag you down to the lake to keep her company. So you better think well what your answer's going to be. Because one way or another, you're never going to escape the ghost of Stow Lake. Hollywood Sign. The Hollywood Sign is very famous and known worldwide. And once upon a time it said Hollywood Land. But even back then, almost a century ago, it's because many that had come to the glitz and glamour that was promised never found it. They found instead rejection and heartbreak and decided to end their lives. Legend has it that death accompanies anyone that goes to the sign alone. And probably the origin of this legend is the Lady in White. She's a figure described as having a skeleton face with very deep, dark, hollow eyes. She was once a very beautiful actress named Peg Entwistle. She hadn't been able to land a job. She had gotten bad reviews. She thought all her dreams were broken, so she decided to end her life. She climbed to the top of the H of the sign and threw herself to the ground, committing suicide. But Peg isn't the only person to die there. There have been many others who decided to take their own life at the Hollywood sign. Not long ago, a man's decapitated head and body parts were also discovered there. Considering that the Grim Reaper always has somebody to pick up close to that famous sign, your best chance is not to be there when he decides that he needs another soul to claim.